Next week, millions of Americans will celebrate the country's independence exactly as our forefathers imagined. Everyone knows that the first rule to a good party is a good playlist. So to help us all out ahead of Tuesday's big day, let's bring in NPR Music's Stephen Thompson. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Miles.
So we called you here to help us out with our barbecue playlist. We're not looking for Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. I'm not looking for Lee Greenwood. I want to think outside the box. What do you got?
Well, I like the idea of a themed barbecue. Just a few weeks ago, I attended a barbecue that was billed as a Barbie-cue in honor of the forthcoming Greta Gerwig-directed Barbie movie. It was also Pride Month, and so they kind of combined the two ideas, which were already pretty close cousins, and put together, everybody dressed as Barbie or Ken. There were pink drinks with glitter. The whole works. Really excellent, excellent party. And the playlist was full of kind of pride-themed songs from the soundtrack to the upcoming film Barbie, and also, of course, Aqua's eternal 1997 hit Barbie Girl.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
So one of the nice things about the barbecue idea is that you can really musically take it in so many different ways. There are songs coming out on that Barbie soundtrack. In fact, there is a version of Barbie Girl performed by Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice. There are other songs kind of trickling out as they market that film. But also, like, I think it should be the law that Pride Month should extend into July 4th weekend. And so anything you had on your Pride playlist is going to work well on a Barbie playlist.
Makes complete sense. And then I feel like, yeah, you get extra credit, Barbie American icon, but also the barbecue pun. Did you bring any other barbecue puns here to Weekend Edition?
Miles, you know I did. I would also suggest you could throw a barbecue and celebrate American excellence by playing the music of the great American original, Beyoncé.
Oh, killing me softly. Oh, nice. Bring the hive to the barbecue. I love it.
A bar, B-E-Y-Q. You can take the complete collected works of Beyoncé, play them in any order you want because this is America. And really, we could drop the needle absolutely anywhere. It's Beyoncé. You know Beyoncé. You love Beyoncé. Let's hear a little bit of countdown. What the heck? I was whiteboarding this whole thing, trying to come up with as many barbecue puns as possible. We could also do a barbecue and play the entire collected works of Barbra Streisand. But if you did that, I think you have to play them in exact chronological order because I think she's a stickler.
The vibe of that barbecue, I don't know. I'm trying to imagine it.
There'd be a lot of stillness. But in all seriousness, though, when I think about great barbecue music, I have lived in Washington, D.C. for 17 years now. And when I think of kind of the sounds of a summer in D.C., I think about go-go music. Mm. Funk with certain kind of rhythms attached to it. A go-go-themed barbecue, pull out your Chuck Brown records, pull out your Rare Essence, Trouble Funk. My favorite go-go song is by the group EU. They have a song called Da Butt. That has been a source of complete joy in my life for like 35 years. I just would love to have a barbecue soundtracked entirely by EU. In fact, we will call it a barbecue.
I feel like I can, like, I'm, like, pantomiming flipping burgers, like, kind of, like, doing my, like, head nod with it. I've got, like, 15 to 20 people around me drinking some beers. That is good, 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 good barbecue music.
I mean, go-go is perfect for any barbecue, but let's be honest. The air quality in D.C. right now, I will probably spend actual July 4th, like, dragging a kiddie pool into my living room and watching Queer Ultimatum with my family. But let's pretend that I am throwing the barbecue of my dreams.
Well, we appreciate it. Stephen Thompson, Playlist Wizard from NPR Music. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Miles.